looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Robbie Dillmore from The Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to be talking about such a vital topic, especially in the current climate of unrest in our country. We're going to talk about the unity of prayer. James, why don't you take it from here?
Well, Robbie, one of the beautiful things that you see from church history is when God's people really pray together, not just going through the motions, but genuinely praying together, there's a real deepening of the bond of love between them. There are so many examples of this.
Yeah, one of the examples you mentioned was from the history of the Moravian Church. Talk about that some more, being that we're in Winston-Salem.
Well, the founder of that church was Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf, who was a German nobleman during the 1700s. And he opened up his land for refugees from the religious wars at that time. And sadly, no sooner did many of them get there than they began to quarrel themselves. So Zinzendorf knew that Jesus had prayed for our unity. And that prayer is in John 17. So he went house to house and pleaded with the people to come to a communion and prayer service. And they did. And God really moved there.
Yes, amazing things really came out of that, right?
Right. I mean, just after they met, some from the community came and said they wanted to start a regular round-the-clock prayer vigil because, and this was their reason, our adversary, the devil, does not sleep. So households in the community started to sign up, and they sustained that effort for over 100 years.
100 years. That's a long prayer meeting.
I know. I've been to some that seem to last that long, but seriously, a unity came out of all this, and a love for Jesus and for others, as well as the first major Protestant mission effort. So some of these young German missionaries went to the Dutch West Indies to preach to the slaves there, and when the slave owners didn't like it, the missionaries offered to sell themselves into slavery so they could continue to preach and love others with the good news of Jesus.
Wow. Now I see why this is such a timely message for today, especially when there's so much tension out there.
That's exactly right. Jesus went there when he said, "Pray for those who persecute you." Prayer, really praying, can diffuse so many problems. And it's interesting to me that's right where he goes.
Yeah, it's like inviting the referee to stand there and watch, not to mention he said, "I gave you guys just one commandment, just one, love one another," you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you're right, it is, you know, praying together is like inviting the referee, because when you know that God is right there, when you bring him into your relationships, into the room, right there, right then with others. It changes everything. And he gives you the strength to do what you couldn't do on your own. And he helps us to love in ways that may not come naturally to us through the work of his Spirit in our hearts. And we've got to do this.
Yeah, I know that when I start to pray for others, if there's harshness in my heart, like God has some way of softening that.
Yeah, if you're genuinely praying, I mean, he does that, doesn't he? I mean, he may show us those areas where we need to grow, but the beautiful thing is he'll help us get there as well. You know, what God requires, he also inspires, we'll put it that way.
That's cool, yeah. So James, well, what about when people are praying together as a group? I mean, let's talk about unity there, because if we're really honest, sometimes people don't like to come together in prayer meetings because they don't like the way others pray.
You know, Robbie, I'm glad you bring that up, because you're exactly right. I mean, it can be really hard to pray with others if some basic ground rules for praying together aren't followed. And for example, this is one of the big ones. It's my favorite. Don't preach when you pray. And of course, I am a preacher. So. Sometimes when people pray together in groups, they're tempted to talk to others while they're pretending to talk to God. There's an agenda behind it besides humbling ourselves before God and just seeking his face, asking for his help. And we really can't do that. These are also usually longer prayers, you know, when someone's preaching instead of praying, and they don't help foster unity because there's so much self, so much opinion in them, instead of just kind of getting out of the way and going to God. Sometimes I've heard these called your mama prayers, because they're the kind of prayer your mom might pray over dinner when you come home from college and she really wants to change something in your life. And she's talking to God, but really she's talking to you, you know?
Don't quit talking about my mama. Seriously, how do you fix that?
Well, I think the simplest approach is to just be upfront about it with the group before you even begin to pray. I mean, if you're the leader, you know, continually encourage the group that way to remember to just talk to God and not to others when you pray. Because if you do that, you let him in, more of his love, more of his help, more of his healing. That doesn't mean that you don't pray or lament or cry out to God. You just appeal to him directly. And you also just really pray for others' needs, again, without preaching. And that helps build unity together.
So the point is that if we're really praying, that is going directly to God, unity will happen.
It's one of those things God does. I've seen it again and again. He knits our hearts together when we sincerely pray humbly and from the heart. I mean, you see this from the book of Acts on. Jonathan Edwards wrote about it. Charles Finney, Charles Spurgeon, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It doesn't really matter the century you live in. You see God just doing this, just bringing this kind of unity when we pray. And oh, how we need it.
Man, do we ever. And any final thoughts as we wrap this up, James?
Well, just one. Just remember the main thing. God genuinely will draw us together with his love as we sincerely seek him, praying on our own or praying together.
Thanks, James. Why don't you close us with a prayer like that?
Father, I remember what Robbie just said, that Jesus, you gave us one command, to love each other. Help us, Lord, to love with the love you give, because there's nothing like it. Oh, Lord, bless us as a nation to know you and to love others. Help us to pray together and find the unity only you can give. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.